This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, only by the grace of God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Arab English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so what do I mean by only by the grace of God? So this is a particular aspect of or believers generally. So that obviously we're all aware of people who are really pure-hearted, and yeah, they somehow seem to reach to very high levels of, let's say, piety, of being pure-hearted, of having really good akhlaq. And so I'll explain this a bit more, but I'll just refer also to quite a famous Rani Mart from Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi. And so he is one of these people of whom people would talk about him like this. So everyone who met him, all his friends, even strangers, became truly enamored with him. So and the typical comments that they made about him were basically of, I've never seen a person like Ibrahim Hadi in my life. And people would then sort of, and one person, I think one friend also said that surely the only way he reached those levels of humanity, surely it was only by the grace of God. So obviously this is the realization that, so there's two things in there. Obviously one is, of course, we can improve ourselves, and this is indeed our task, our mission in this world, in this temporary world. But at the same time, you know, all our effort is just by the grace of Allah. So that goes back to Allah sort of giving us the capacity, the capability to be able to reach those high levels. And obviously we know that we're all born on the fitra. And obviously if we don't bury our fitra under all our sins, then that is something we use to build this very pure person by the end of our life, or even much early in the case of the pure-hearted people and the martyrs. Welcome back to A to Z here on Arab English Radio. And obviously I'm talking about the idea that the very pure-hearted people, those people who reach to the highest levels of akhlaq, highest levels of humanity, do this by the grace of God. And obviously, because obviously all our striving is, we must thank Allah for everything we achieve. So for example, if you're saying to yourself, maybe you become aware that you managed a situation where someone was being maybe a bit rude, a bit insulting, or even snappy towards you, but you don't say anything, and you just remain kind and calm, and then afterwards maybe that is slightly different behavior for you, and then you can and then afterwards you could say to yourself, well, alhamdulillah. Because obviously that capacity, this increased capacity which you've reached, which means that you can navigate these difficult, you know, interpersonal situations where people are maybe being really irritating towards you, then that is alhamdulillah, because that capacity is given to you by Allah. And obviously, how do we get that capacity to sort of improve ourselves so we can just at least be on the path towards these high levels of humanity, even if we never reach there? We at least need to make sure we're really on that path and holding on to it. And so how do we do this? It's not just about, obviously, sort of set, obviously we need to set the intention, but something that is very important, what do? We ask Allah. So if we know we've got issues, let's say, in our patients, or if we still have a tendency to snap people, and obviously it's a really important one to try to sort of rein in, to control, then, well, what do? We say to Allah, we speak with Allah, and we say, look, I'm really struggling with this. Please, dear, can you help me? And then obviously other things we can do along with purifying ourselves and trying to work on these traits, as you know, we could give sadaqa, we can give charity, and so many things. We can ask Allah for extra forgiveness if there's anything we think we haven't repented for. All these things. We just ask Allah to help, and also remember that everything that we achieve is due to Allah. So forgiveness and gratitude, and inshallah, we'll all remain and be on that path. And so thank you for listening in today. I pray you gained some insights, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of 8:30 on IB English Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.